from the sublime to the ridiculous in one fell swoop here on KDNK Sports Talk Radio, as only KDNK can do it. It's Bronco Babble time, and joining me are Jane Narrator is here. Hi, Jane.
Hi, Luke.
And Jake is here, too. Hi,
the
Jake.
Jakester's here.
Hey there, Luke. Hey there, Jane. Jane Narrator.
Hey, Briscoe is out of town this week. He'll be back next week.
But she said he might call.
But he might call in.
Yay.
Yay.
Well, I've heard that before.
I know. Me too. But we'll see. We'll see.
So grunt, moan, gnashing of teeth in Broncoland.
Cry.
Clutching Kleenex.
Crunching Kleenex.
We were all clutching Kleenex.
Yes.
Yikes.
We lost. That was really, really.
What was the score again?
2014, I think.
I think it was 20-14, San Francisco.
I think so, too. Yeah.
So, actually, the Broncos won the second half because they scored 14 points and shut out San Francisco in the second half.
Yeah, but, I mean, if anyone saw that first half, did you watch it, Luke?
I did.
Yeah. I mean, it was unbelievable.
That it was pretty bad.
Yeah. Kittle. Why? Yeah. If Briscoe were here, he'd be ragging right now on Vance Joseph big time. Because he would be saying, and I agree, why didn't they change,
make adjustments?
Why didn't they make adjustments to contain Kittle?
Yeah.
Well, maybe they didn't know he was really good.
Well, I don't believe that.
I don't either.
That's really hard to believe, Jim.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because those guys know which side of the bed they sleep on.
Exactly.
There's no secrets in the NFL.
And they're professionals. They get paid to know everything that they can know.
Yeah. And after, after they saw his first, few plays, you would think that the coach would say, all right, guys, we've got to change some things up and block this guy. Don't let this guy get out of there.
Well, the other side of the ball was also not immune to not making adjustments.
The defense,
We should have made adjustments to get Philip Lindsay more in the game.
Right.
It didn't happen.
Right, that's true.
He was a non-factor.
But he was stopped. I mean, he was stopped by their defense.
Yeah.
I've never seen him, gain so few yards as he did in that game, because they had our number, his number.
I think maybe we can say that the Broncos were just out-coached.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, they were outplayed, too.
Yeah, they were
out-coached. Pretty much, except for, Nick Mullins got chubbed a couple of times, but that's about it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's good. And he's their third. Wasn't he their third quarterback?
He didn't look like a third string quarterback to me.
Not at all.
Yeah, he did pretty good.
Yeah, he did.
But, he was playing the Broncos.
That's
When your third string quarterback looks good, that your defense is bad.
Yeah.
963-2976, if anyone out there wants to make a comment or has anything to say about the Broncos game. Or the upcoming game, which is Saturday night.
Saturday?
When
do they start playing Saturday?
Well, it's a Saturday night game against the Browns.
Do they do that since there's no college football happening right now?
Maybe. Maybe they do. But I think they've always done that towards the end of the season.
What's a ratings deal, I'm sure, for TV? No college games to speak of. So slam some pro ball on the TV. Yeah.
Saturday
on the
night.
TV, have some pro ball on the TV. I'm from Oklahoma.
You wish.
Well, speaking of Oklahoma,
their quarterback and their team.
They've got an Okie.
Yeah,
and he's pretty damn good.
That little guy.
Oh, Baker Mayfield.
Yeah.
But wait.
Well, no, the guy who won the Heisman.
Right.
But
Baker Mayfield. Luke was thinking of Baker Mayfield, who was also
an Okie,
who were playing.
And also a Heisman Trophy winner.
And also a Heisman Trophy winner.
Correct.
And now they have another Heisman Trophy winner.
And Kyler Murray is the guy's name. The guy is just phenomenal. He's the quarterback, and he is so fast. I'm not kidding. if you see some of their OU's games, it looks like he's playing in like fast forward and everybody else is in regular speed.
Huh.
You know, he doesn't just, I mean, he pulls away from people. You know, he leaves a bigger gap behind him by the time he crosses the goal line than he started with. The guy is just phenomenal.
We should lose the next three games so that we can pick him.
Oh, I don't know.
No, I don't trust
John Elway to pick quarterbacks, except for Peyton Manning.
Yeah.
That's the only time he's scored on
exactly.
that.
I mean, he's made some other good picks this last.
Yeah.
But not quarterbacks.
You almost wonder if there's like some sort of hidden jealousy on Elway's part. Like he doesn't want to ever be upstaged by a quarterback.
That's a good
wow. That's
Denver
interesting.
Broncos.
That's an interesting
thing to think.
Interesting insight.
We should
Luke?
Have Bronco shrink.
We should send
John
a shrink.
Elway, welcome to my couch. Have a seat. Make yourself comfortable.
What's wrong with you anyway?
God.
Well, Jane and I actually, and we're just going to brag a little bit here. Remember several years ago, we were the first people who were openly saying that the Broncos should get Peyton Manning. Back before he even decided where he was going to go, we were the first to say the Broncos should get Peyton Manning.
Yeah.
So we're just going to brag.
Yeah.
Good job, guys.
I say the Broncos
should. You earned your pay.
Thanks. Thank you. What's his name?
Vance Joseph.
No.
Peyton Manning.
Peyton Manning.
No, with OU.
Kyler Murray.
So now I'm saying we need to get Tyler Murray.
Kyler
Murray. Okay.
Unfortunately, he's also a phenomenal baseball player, and he's already signed a contract with Oakland for like $4.3 million.
Oh, so he's going to play baseball.
He's going to play, well, probably he'll play baseball.
Huh.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, let's talk about the other Okie Heisman winner, who's going to play in Denver
Baker
on Saturday
Mayfield.
Night. The guy's looking pretty good. He's got a lot of spunk.
He does. I really like him. And the Browns have, you know, won some games this year for the first time in how many years?
Yeah. They're relevant again.
Yeah.
Semi-relevant.
Partly
relevant.
Partly relevant. So what do we need to do you think, this time in order to win? I heard that we have to win our next three games in order to have a chance, in order to still be in the hunt for the wild card.
I thought we were totally out of it.
No.
Really, statistically speaking,
Statistically speaking, certain teams have to lose, and we have to win
all the
three.
Other teams ahead of them, not just certain ones.
Yeah.
Like Baltimore, Miami.
They have to lose one of their
Titans.
Three. Yeah, something like that. Ooh, the Titans are good. I watched them. Who did they play?
I don't know.
The Patriots. Did they play the Patriots? Whoever they were
playing. No, that was the Dolphins that played
the
Patriots because they won with all those laterals.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you hear the controversy about that play?
No.
Well, it's this is what I understand it to be.
This is football babble today, not just Bronco babble.
We're going to babble about football.
NFL babble.
Call us 963-2976 if you want to join in. So what's the controversy?
Well, this is the deal. People now think that the Belichick just totally blew it on that play because Belichick put in the Gronk in that last play because he figured, well, the Miami will throw up for the end zone and Gronk is 6'7", and he'll be big enough to bat down the ball. Well, somebody pointed out on the TV that, okay, well, this quarterback that the Miami has, he doesn't have a strong enough arm to throw it all the way to the end zone, first of all. And so Belichick should have known that and planned more for the kind of play that they ended up running.
Yeah.
That lateral. And Gronk was the last guy that the guy who scored beat at the goal line.
Right.
So,
So Belichick was out Belichicked.
Yeah, so Belichick was out belly checked.
He was out hooded.
Yep. 963-2976. Thank you.
If you'd like to call in and cough into your telephone, we can match a cough for cough.
Right. So what do you guys think about us against the Browns?
I don't know what to think, Jane. You know, I think, you know, I pretty much lost interest. I have to say, I guess, you know, we talk about this week after week after week. I guess I'm a fair weather fan because, you know, I didn't read any Broncos articles in the Denver Post this week.
Really?
Because I was so disgusted.
So you're the reason we're losing. It's fans like you.
Uh-huh.
It was pretty disgusting. I mean, that first half was bad.
Well, let's look forward. Let's talk about the Browns, which we really, let's admit it, don't know anything about.
Except for Baker Mayfield.
Well, they've also got a number one, or nearly so, sacker on the defensive line, Myles Garrett. He was last year's, or maybe the year before, number one. Well, no, last year was Baker.
Right.
So the year before, he was the number one pick by the
really?
Browns. You know, they have so many number one picks.
Right.
So.
They're going to be good in about two more years. They're going to be a championship team.
I think they're going to be good on Saturday against
yeah,
the Broncos.
Why do you think, Jake?
Because it's the Broncos.
Well, yeah. Also, we have lost Sanders. We don't have Sanders. We don't have...
Clifford Harris Jr. or whatever, whatever his name is.
It's not Clifford Harris. Chris. It's
Chris Harris Jr.
Right.
Yep. No Brandon Marshall.
No Brandon Marshall. No.
Hyerman.
Right. No Jeff Hyerman. And what's his name was out for a while during that game. Our new receiver.
The rookie?
Our new rookie receiver who's really good.
Oh, Deshaun Hamilton?
No, not Deshaun.
Cortland.
Cortland Sutton.
He was hurt?
He was hurt.
I missed that.
I think it was Cortland Sutton that
must
was hurt
have dozed
for
off.
A while. But I think he's back. He's back in. Yeah.
Do you ever doze off during a Broncos game,
no,
Jane?
Never.
You don't?
No.
What do you do? Drink coffee or something?
No.
Really?
I work on my, you know, I sometimes work on my computer during a Broncos game. And
oh.
So. Huh. I can do two things at once.
I didn't know that. Thanks for telling me.
Every once in a while.
Call us 963-2976, and you, my friend, can join Bronco Babble.
Okay, well, let's take this in a little bit different direction at this point. Because I'm thinking that if you've never seen a Bronco game live, you know, which I've never seen a live Bronco game, in person, now might be the time to go see him just to go to a game, because I bet people are going to be scalping their tickets out in front, maybe for dirt cheap. You see what I'm saying?
Because it's the Browns and suck and it's the end of the season.
And then the Broncos aren't going anywhere.
Plus,
and
it's going to
well,
be...
Well, you don't know they're not going anywhere. They still have a mathematical chance.
But I think a lot of people are going to be selling their Bronco tickets.
Well, we'll
to the Brown game.
You are a pessimist.
I'm a realist. I'm really a pessimist.
A real pessimist.
Yeah. Anyway.
Okay.
Well, so that goes. That thought is getting no traction from you two guys. And now is the time to go to a Bronco game because you can get a ticket cheap. Nobody's buying that.
No, okay. It makes sense, but I'm not sure how cheap they'll be.
Well, I was thinking I would pay one time. I would pay. Up to $50 to see a Bronco.
Up to $50.
Yeah.
So that gets you way up on the top row.
Well,
maybe.
The scalpers, maybe, you know, at the last minute, the scalper's sitting there, you know, with his ticket in his hand. Does he want to walk away with nothing or does he want to walk away with $50?
Something.
Yeah.
Ah.
See what I'm saying?
Ah. So there's a sucker born every minute.
Yes, there are.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, 963, speaking of suckers, if you're stupid enough to call, 963-2976, join us.
Oh, don't say that. We love Bronco.
Yeah, we love our callers.
We love our callers.
Okay. Yeah, we don't think anyone out there is stupid enough to call.
We're here with Bronco Babble, as we are every week during football season. So I guess we just have three more times.
We only have three more games. And our last game is against the Chargers.
Yay, we get to rag on Philip.
Yeah, exactly.
One more time.
Didn't this season go fast, though? Did it seem to go fast?
It seems like it went fast to me.
Me too.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is week 15.
Yeah, it's amazing.
So are you going to watch the playoffs if the Broncos are not in them?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
I am.
Yeah, I think there's
I watch the playoffs anyway.
Yeah, good games to be had.
Yeah, but I really, really miss having the Broncos in the playoffs. Now, Case Keenum did not play very well last week either.
Well, that
he was so, like, he hardly threw any long passes.
They need to unleash that boy.
They do.
Let him do his thing.
I know.
It's such a game of inches, not inches, micro inches. I mean, I think the timing between Keenan and his receivers.
Keenum is his name.
Who's what did I say?
Keenan.
Oh, Keenan. Yeah. Keenan Wynn?
No.
Oh.
Case Keenum.
Anyway, the timing has just got to be so precise and exact in the NFL, and it's just, I don't think it's there with the quarterback and his receivers.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. He had some timing with Emmanuel Sanders.
Yes, he did.
But, of course, Sanders isn't here now, so.
He blew up his Achilles tendon.
I just got a text. Apparently, Sarah doesn't want to call, but she's willing to text me her thoughts. What Sarah says that is that he is not throwing long passes because he's, and this makes sense to me, because he's afraid of throwing a pick. Like he did the first half of the season. He threw so many interceptions. Yeah. You know,
when you think about it, it must be awfully hard to play with John Elway watching you every day or in the shadow of John Elway.
Yeah.
You know, if you don't have the right mindset.
Yeah.
You know, that could be a little intimidating.
That could be intimidating.
Maybe that's what's happening.
Maybe, well, but I think it's Vance Joseph, to be honest with you.
Will he be back? Will he be invited back?
I have no idea. Sarah, will Vance Joseph be invited back?
Do we have a jerk on the line?
We have someone on the line.
Caller, you are on Bronco Babble. Hello.
Hello. This is fellow Babbleist Briscoe.
Oh, Babbleist Briscoe. Hi.
Well, good. Hey, Jake. Thanks for sitting in this week.
Well, it's an honor and a privilege. Yeah, and I'm getting paid more than you are, too.
Probably twice that I'm getting paid.
Yep.
Hey, I just had a question. Does Vance Joseph still have a job?
I knew you were going to. Did you? Have you been listening to this whole show or not?
No, I just got break in a meeting. So.
Okay, because what I said at the beginning was, if Briscoe were here, he would be ragging on Vance Joseph because
you know me so well.
I know you, but I agree with you this last game. I mean,
didn't lose his job. It had one of his coaches. He is challenging when he should not, and he is not challenging
when he should. That's true.
He is not throwing the ball downfield. And you know what? I don't care. You're at a point in your season now where Case Keenum has to take chances, even if he throws picks.
Yeah. Right.
Well, you know, Vance Joseph sort of set the tone by going for it six times on fourth down. They were better at fourth down than they were at third down.
You know what? That's true.
They were.
Yes.
That's amazing.
They were.
I have a theory. So that tight end, Kittle.
Right. That's the Vance Joseph thing. I mean, why wouldn't Vance Joseph, when he saw what Kittle did, you know, change our defense?
Well, I think Briscoe is about to make a
point.
Okay,
go ahead.
Damn. So, Kittle, this is about the record for yards receiving by a tight end is Shannon Sharp.
Yep. Right.
Shannon Sharp was playing. So Kittle didn't catch a pass in the second half, and I agree with you, they should have made an adjustment way, way earlier than that. But he needed only like 8 more yards or something like that to break the all-time record for tight ends receiving yards. And here's why I think he did not get the ball another time. Not because of Vance Joseph's coaching, but here's my theory.
Okay.
The coach for the San Francisco 49ers is Kyle Shanahan.
Right.
Kyle Shanahan was the ball boy.
Oh, that's right.
In the season when Shannon Sharp broke that record.
Oh.
I think Kyle Shanahan didn't want his tight end to break that record. Therefore, he got him not one time in the second half. That's... So we can't even credit Broncos for making their adjustment on defense. That's my theory.
Whoa.
Huh.
That's an outside-the-box theory.
That's a conspiracy, if you ask me.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Brian, I made that right from the grassy knoll. Yes.
I like it.
I think you're right. No. I think you're absolutely right.
Yeah, whether he was aware of it or not, Shanahan.
Subconsciously.
Yeah, well, could like be him a subconscious
and,
thing.
Yeah, him and Elway, both of them have subconscious football problems.
Right. Yeah, yeah. Did you hear what Luke said about Elway? Yeah.
About subconsciously, Elway does not want his quarterbacks to succeed. And so,
I think there might be something there. I mean, I think John Elway is the greatest quarterback who's ever lived. That's my own opinion.
Uh-huh.
But there is something there about watching the guys you hire. That there, maybe there is something there about not wanting to be surpassed deep down inside.
Yeah, that's what Luke said.
Interesting. Yeah, yeah. I get that. So I think Case Keenum is this week. He's going to throw for 4 touchdown passes and potentially 6 picks.
Whoa.
Is it going to be a blizzard or something?
I just think they're going to let him go. I think they have to. They're they have to take chances. And I think Luke was right. They went for so many 4th downs because their backs are up against the wall.
Right.
Yep.
Right.
Yeah.
Their backs have blended into the wall so far, you can't tell the difference.
They lost their spines.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, let me ask a question here of everybody. I know that every year, or Elway has said this, you know, they evaluate the team. At the end of the year, has the team made progress from the previous year? So what kind of evaluation markers are there anyway?
For the whole team? Or?
Yeah, I mean, how do they break it down? How does the owners and Elway and everybody decide, other than maybe the record, you know, how can you tell if a team is making progress or not?
Well, a lot of the metrics that they use are comparative metrics and analysis. How do we stack up statistically against the other teams in the league? Where have we gone? And then from that, it goes to a little more micro, and that's to individual player analysis. And they break these films down to the most minute, every single play. Was it positive or negative for me, for that position, that player, on that play? And they're putting all of this data in, and it's spitting out at the bottom, have they improved or have they not improved?
That's a pretty good answer.
He's a statistician. But you know what? As much as I love talking to you, Briscoe, we have to let some other people call in.
Can I make my prediction?
Yes,
absolutely. Absolutely.
All right. Because Case Keenum's going to throw 4 touchdown passes, Philip Lindsay's going to find a way to get it, but he's going to throw 6 picks. It's going to be 48-42.
Whoa! Broncos?
Yeah.
48-42 Broncos?
Yep.
Wow.
Okay, Briscoe, before you hang up, did you do what I suggest? Did you do the tray?
No, I'm still waiting for the moment.
Okay, but good.
Yeah.
Okay.
For sure.
Okay.
We'll let it in for sure. All right, you guys.
All right. Thanks for calling.
Go Broncos.
Go Broncos.
Go Broncos.
Bye.
963-2976 if you'd like to become involved with Bronco Babble. I think it was David Logan last week during the game. I think he said that the Broncos have not scored more than 24 points.
We have
caller,
another
hello.
Call.
You're on Bronco Babble.
Hey, Babblers.
Hey, the Sarah. Oldest. So yes. Wait, we have our two other statisticians. Well, Sarah's now an Otist, but
yeah,
she was
I'm not
a statistician
anymore.
No, I know you're not. And Briscoe's more than a statistician, but he's good at statistics.
Yes, he has a love for it, and I prefer words, I guess.
I know. Yeah. So yeah. What do you think? What did you think about the game?
Oh, I thought it was pretty sad. They just didn't. It's like it was like San Francisco has been running the same plays for I don't know all season, many games. It was like the Broncos didn't know what was coming. I felt like had they watched film and studied, they should have been able to seen it and make some adjustments. I don't know. And that no challenge on the clear catch on the sidelines in the fourth quarter, that was really baffling.
That was unbelievable. I forgot about that. That was amazing.
Yeah, because it was so clear, and we kept waiting, 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 and just didn't even throw the flag. So that was strange.
Yeah.
because that could have changed things too. So I don't know. They have troubles. But I did write a note. It was kind of last minute because I wasn't going to. I'm like you, Luke. I'm kind of over it. I'm not very inspired. And but I did write an ode to the art of watching football in 2018.
Oh, good. Okay. Are you ready?
Wait.
Let me introduce you properly. Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, would like to present the Odist. Go for it.
Okay. The 2018 football season has taught me one important thing. When watching losing teams play, it's good to be mindful of the energy it brings. I haven't figured out yet how to watch football dispassionately. That's something I need to change. All the pacing and shouting and stressing is not good, and I need to rearrange. A horrible game like the one on Monday night fires me up and keeps me from sleep. I get the whole gamut of frustrated emotions, except maybe the urge to weep. I think there are some people that just get really drunk and pass out. They don't see the end, and they don't remember what it was that caused the rout. Seems a little extreme, and the hangovers would be a drag. Plus, medicating to that degree would be a bit of a red flag. I guess I could just get up, turn it off, and go for a walk. But we look forward to these games. We have a show that's all about Bronco talk. It's the art of watching football that I'm learning this year, because with the Vikings and Broncos, there hasn't been much to cheer. Maybe I should start a puzzle or take up knitting, something to distract the mind from the game and keep me sitting. So I have reverence for the art of watching these struggling pros. It's an art I haven't mastered, but I'm working on it. And after Sunday, I'll let you know how it goes. Go Broncos.
All right,
Yay.
Sarah.
Yay.
There we go. Thank you.
The art of watching football.
In 2018.
In 2018.
With a losing team.
Right.
Yes.
So do you and Felix have picks?
We do. I'm taking the Broncos. I'm staying on it, I guess. I'll take the Broncos 24, Cleveland 20. And Felix is taking the Browns 20, Broncos 17.
Jeez, that Felix.
I know. He's lost faith.
Yep.
Not hard to do in this season.
That's true.
Yes.
All right. Well, thanks for calling and performing your ode.
Okay, you're welcome. Nice speaking with you, Babblers.
Okay.
Bye.
All right.
See you
Bye.
Next time.
Bye.
963-2976.
And we have time for one more call.
Barely.
Okay, so Jake, your prediction.
21-20 Broncos.
Lukester?
You're asking me? I don't know.
I don't know either.
He just doesn't know.
I don't know.
Okay. It's going to be a tie game.
Oh, jeez. Okay.
2-2.
One safety each.
Wouldn't that be
That's
something?
My prediction. Okay. 2-2.
Hey, if it snows in Denver, it could happen.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's a bad field.
My prediction is 24 Broncos, 17 Cleveland, 17 Baker Mayfield.
Pretty
okay,
good.
That's a pretty good one.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay, well, right. I think that means we have to go.
Okay, but we have to remind people out there who didn't hear it at the beginning that the game this week is Saturday evening at 6:15, I think.
That's right.
Yeah. So not Sunday. Don't miss it. Saturday night.
All right. Thanks. Well, thanks, Jane.
Thanks, Luke. Thanks, Jake.
Thanks,
for
Jake.
Coming in.
Thanks. It has been a privilege and an honor and even almost fun.
Just like it's almost consequential.
Yeah.
Yeah. There we go. Okay.
All right.
Time for us to go. Thanks. Go Broncos.
Go Broncos.